It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Billy Joel said, "I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by. No matter what culture we're from, everyone loves music." Plato is known to have said, "Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything." And according to Michael Jackson, "To live is to be musical, starting with the blood dancing in your veins. Everything living has a rhythm. Do you feel your music?"
The San Luis Valley is fortunate to have ALMA, the Alamosa Live Music Association. ALMA, an organization celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, understands not only the universal role music plays for us all, but also the diversity that music offers and the unity music brings. They understand the need of a musician to perform and the listener's desire to hear and enjoy. ALMA has brought this together beautifully through offering concerts from local artists. They give a venue for the musically talented in the San Luis Valley to share their musical creations with us all. Known best for their free Sundays at Six concert series, ALMA transforms Cole Park in Alamosa into a grand outdoor music theater. These free concerts, obviously offered Sundays at 6 p.m., provide entertainment of all genres of music to the people of the San Luis Valley throughout the summer. But it doesn't stop there. There are concerts offered throughout the year just for our entertainment. ALMA also offers opportunities to become involved in what they do in many different ways. Listen and find out how you can become involved and be a part of this magnificent jewel in our beloved area. SL Voices proudly presents Nancy Harris, Amy Scavizzi, and Clay Rosalie as they take us on an audio tour of Alamosa Live Music Association. ALMA celebrates its 20th anniversary in this year. Expect great things.
I'm Adam, and we have some very special guests in the studio with us today. Joining us is Nancy Harris, Amy Scavizzi, and Clay Rosalie. These are all folks from ALMA, the Alamosa Live Music Association. Let's go around the table and talk to everybody. Clay, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Clay, where are you originally from?
Well, I'm originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I moved out to the Valley about 4 years ago to work in education.
What do you do here?
I'm the K-12 instrumental music instructor at Del Norte Schools.
And how did you become involved with ALMA?
Well, about 3 years ago, a current board member and friend of mine, Jessica Chacon, introduced me to Nancy at a fall festival or something like that, and seemed like my kind of thing. I was really excited to get involved in live music here in the Valley.
And you are the president of ALMA.
That's just the title.
Just the title.
I do make everyone call me El Jefe at our meetings, but besides that, it's just a title.
Nancy, you are the manager for ALMA?
Correct.
All right. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Monterey, California. I've been here in the Valley since 2012, so for about 7 years, and I've been the manager of ALMA since 2015.
What do you do here?
So my job here in the Valley is as the manager of ALMA. I'm the only paid employee of this organization. It is my job, my only job. Other than that, I am an artist. I do visual art.
How did you get involved with ALMA in the first place?
Well, like Clay, I was introduced to ALMA through some board members of ALMA. Jeannie Norwood and Al Kahn are good friends of mine. They told me about ALMA, and I started by volunteering and taking tickets at concerts. And then the ALMA manager position opened up in 2015. I applied for it, and I got the position, and I've been the manager ever since.
What do you wish you had known before you started?
I don't know what I wish I had known other than I didn't realize I was going to enjoy it so much.
Really?
Really. I am an artist, so I have experience in the arts, but not so much in terms of live music. So the experience I've gained from working with musicians who are wonderful to work with has been a surprise to me. I knew that I would enjoy the administrative aspects of the job. I'm very well organized. I come as a former professional organizer. But the experience with the live music and doing the concerts in the park and going to concerts has been really a joy for me. So that's a bit of a surprise.
That's awesome. And Amy, you are the treasurer?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Where are you originally from, Amy?
I'm from the San Luis Valley.
Really? You're the only native in the group?
Yeah, I grew up here. I moved to Gallup, New Mexico when I was in ninth grade, and I went to high school there, and then I was all over the place for a few years. I came back here in 2007 to go to school at Adams State.
So what are you doing now?
So I work for a nonprofit organization called Grip Tape. We're an education program that inspires youth by helping them to pursue things they're passionate about and design their own learning journeys around that.
How did you become involved with ALMA?
Well, I am really interested in the nonprofit sector. That's where most of my employment has been in my professional career. And I've been curious about serving on a nonprofit board for a while. I ran into Marty Jones, ALMA's former president and board member for a long time. And he asked if I was interested in joining the ALMA board. I'm really into music and live music, and I come from a family of musicians, and it just seemed like a really good fit to step on.
You play a particular instrument yourself?
I used to play mostly saxophone and mandolin, but I don't think I've picked either of those up in over 10 years.
Exactly. What is ALMA?
ALMA is a nonprofit organization here in the San Luis Valley. It stands for the Alamosa Live Music Association. ALMA really came to be because here in the valley, there is a lot of isolation, that we're not urban. There's not a lot happening here. And if you want to go somewhere where you could see a really cool live concert, you have to drive for hours and you've got to go over a mountain pass. So ALMA addresses that dynamic by bringing concerts here, by making it possible for there to be really cool, high quality live music performances. And also by acknowledging that artists and musicians deserve to be paid fair wages for the work that they do. And so we merge those two ideas, that let's have really cool live music performances and let's also make sure to compensate performers. And that's pretty much what ALMA does.
How long have you been around?
So we've been around for a couple of decades now. We started just before the turn of the century. And so we've been going strong for over 20 years. This year, we're actually celebrating those two decades. So it's a special year for us.
Tell me about your goals and objectives.
Our main goal is to bring quality live music and visceral musical experiences to the people of the San Luis Valley.
Can you tell me about some of the exciting past events that you've had?
We're really well known for the Sundays at 6 concert series. And that's, I would call, our like cornerstone programming. That's the thing that's pretty solid for us, and we find it as a huge value to what we do as fulfilling our mission. Some other things that we do that are really exciting are unique performances. When we can celebrate culture, if there's a way to do that in our concerts, we try to do that. If we can have a hands-on workshop where the audience participates or gets some kind of lesson or experience out of it, we try to do that. We also have been doing something we call ALMA Creates, which is an opportunity for us to be in schools around the San Luis Valley and doing hands-on workshops and musical activities with students. That's really fun, and we hope to see that expand into more demographics and more activities over the years.
You mentioned the Sundays at 6, and that's starting in just a few weeks here. Where is that happening?
So Sundays at 6 takes place in Cole Park in Alamosa. It's every Sunday at 6 o'clock, like the name suggests, in the park, except for one Sunday in summer, which is the first Sunday of August. And that is because South Fork has their Rhythms on the Rio concert, and we don't like to compete with them. We start off on June 23rd, and we'll be going all the way through August 25th of this year and this summer.
Tell me about the different music styles you have planned for this year.
We have a pretty eclectic lineup this summer with everything from Americana to big band jazz to Spanish rock to jam bands to funk. Our summer lineup is as follows. Starting on June 23rd and all the subsequent Sundays after that, it is Dane Arnold and the Soup from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Haldon Wofford and the High Beams, a honky tonk band they're from Colorado. The Rifters is a local favorite, SLV Big Band, Jay Calvin coming out of Durango, a really nice soul funk band. The Uz Band, Spanish rock coming from Taos and the Valley. The Jaunty is a jam band, I believe, out of Denver. Skeen Do, Celtic, super eclectic little group, a little beyond Celtic from what I listened to. And then the High Vibes are Battle of the Bands winner. They came up out of Santa Fe to participate in the Battle of the Bands and did a great job.
You got quite a lineup this year.
Quite a lineup. So pick your favorite or come see them all. You might get a new favorite.
So you're really looking for a broad appeal by choosing different music styles for each Sunday.
Absolutely. Our goal is to be as family-friendly as possible and to appeal to as wide as an audience as possible. So we do like to pick a nice variety of genres for Sundays at 6 and for our concerts throughout the year.
I would add to that also, it's also broad exposure. Wanting to bring to the Valley this kind of smaller community that's fairly isolated and maybe less exposed to some of the genres that might exist and make sure that they have a taste of all of that as they are developing their music tastes.
Are the Sundays at 6 concert series weather dependent?
They are weather dependent. However, the show will always go on for Sundays at 6. If the weather permits, we always have the concert in Cole Park. But if it's inclement weather, we have an agreement with the university that we move the concert indoors to Leon Hall on Edgemont Boulevard on the university campus, Adams State campus.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it's very helpful. So we occasionally do have to move in the summer because, of course, around here, we never know what we're going to get.
Yeah, that's true. It's Colorado.
It's Colorado, all right. Maybe once or twice in the summer, we do move to Leon Hall, but we do everything in our power to keep the concert at Cole Park, and so people can enjoy the weather outdoors and the beautiful sunshine.
What would you recommend people bring to the concert?
So folks are encouraged to bring a chair, something to sit on. If not a chair, then a blanket, perhaps. We don't provide that, so people bring their own seating implements, and people are also welcome to bring a picnic if they'd like. However, we do have a concession truck at every concert, so folks are welcome to partake of the goodies that we offer through the food truck. And we have a number of different vendors this year. There's always one food truck at each concert. One of those vendors this year will be Papa Murphy's Pizza by the Slice.
Oh.
And there'll be some others yet to be announced.
About how many people typically attend these concerts?
Anywhere from about 200 to about 350 people show up for these concerts. Sometimes depending on the weather and who's playing, but we can get quite a few folks in Cole Park, including folks who are not just sitting and watching the band, but are playing frisbee or playing ball or on the jungle gym near the stage. So we get quite a number of folks at the park during our concerts.
And you're celebrating, you said, your 20th anniversary this year. What kind of special plans do you have to celebrate?
The main celebration we have is that all concerts this year will be free to ALMA members. And we are very excited to be able to do that for our members. In fact, if you're not a member of ALMA and you show up to one of our concerts, you can opt to buy a membership rather than a ticket. And really, that's a pretty good deal. You get about, this year, at least 15 free concerts. We are also in our 20th year branching out a bit and trying out some ticketed concerts. We recently had Youth Orchestra come in, which is a pretty big name out of Fort Collins, and just trying to develop kind of a scene around that or a culture of going out to see live music in the community. And then something else new we're doing this year, like Amy said, is the ALMA Creates. Every semester, our goal is to have a resident artist come in to the schools. I think so far we've served over 500 students and community members through that program, which always will include in-school instruction and workshops and community workshops.
Other venues that you partner with around here? I noticed, I think you work with Wildwood Sounds.
Yeah, Wildwood recently hosted our resident artist, Jeff Porter. He did a Congolese drumming workshop, which was a blast. Probably had about 10 people there. We'd hope for more, but it's something we're trying to get off the ground. And along with that is ALMA does not do that on their own. We partner with 360 Arts out of Denver to bring in those resident artists. We have partnered with Society Hall in the past and presently. Wildwood Sounds, like you said. The university has been a great partner for us. Yeah, Adams State. We've hosted multiple concerts with them just since I've been on board, which has also brought a lot of educational opportunity into the community as well. Like I said, we're partnering with Think 360 Arts. Square Peg has been great. They're allowing us to host our jam session there, which is also something we started this year in hopes to develop our own musical community and get our own local musicians out playing. And that's been a pretty fun thing to watch and be a part of. We've had nights where there's a couple people there, and we've had nights where there's 25 people that get on stage, ranging in age from 18 to 80. So to see that collaboration is, I think that makes us feel good. Like, that's what we wanted to happen. And I think there's been some collaborations come out of that and get out and play in the community. So that's what we'd hope for.
Now, how does someone become involved with Alma?
The best way to get involved with Alma is to check us out on social media or on our website. We're on Facebook, and we have a website, almaonline.org. So you can like us on Facebook and check out our lineup there and on our website. Other ways to get involved is to become a member, as Clay had mentioned earlier. One can join through our website, almaonline.org. There's a Become a Member link from that page, and you can join today. There are various levels at which one can join, starting at a senior or a student level of $25, and it goes on up from there. One can volunteer at concerts by helping to take tickets at the door or help with setup and breakdown at Sundays at 6.
Yeah, you accept donations too, don't you?
We accept donations, absolutely. And we are always looking for corporate sponsorships. So a lot of local businesses in the area have been supporting Alma, and we love to expand that base of support by having both cash or in-kind donations offered by businesses. We recognize those businesses through various means, including listing on our Sundays at 6 banner and logo on our banner and our poster. We also mention those names at our concerts.
I've seen them on social media, too.
And social media, absolutely. We also have a program where if businesses give $500 or more, we present them with a plaque of appreciation, which they can hang in their place of business, and it's updated every year as they continue to collaborate with us.
Come up and ask us at any of our concerts. We have a booth. Come talk to us. I think a lot of our board members have come on that way, by approaching us, talking to us, and getting involved. And we encourage any and all community participation and love to have conversations with the community about what we're doing. So we're approachable people. Come talk to us.
You actually be there at the Sundays at 6 concerts.
Absolutely.
One of the ways to be involved with Alma is by serving on the board. And we are always looking for new board members. We really appreciate diversity. We know that in the San Luis Valley, we have a pretty large Hispanic population, and we think that our board should be reflective of the demographics of our general population. And so we always try to make a safe space that's very inclusive. We love folks who represent different cultures and different languages. So if you're interested in being on the board and you're not sure if you're a great fit, you probably are.
Let's talk about your future goals and objectives. What kind of plans do you have in the short-term works?
Yeah, so our short-term goals include just continuing our Sundays at 6 series and trying to make sure that that's the highest quality it can be. We try to maintain a really careful balance between supporting local musicians and making sure they have a place to take the stage, and also bringing in acts that are known more regionally or even nationally, and bringing that really exciting buzz of kind of bigger names that are well-known to our local area. So that's always something we consider and try to balance.
I want to touch on the local band thing. This year, we decided to host a battle of the bands, and the winner got a slot at Sundays at 6. The band that won this year is called the High Vibes out of Santa Fe. Yeah, I think that's one of our best short-term goals, is getting local bands involved in the local music scene rather than bring people in. There's a lot of talent here in the Valley that goes unnoticed because people are so far away and detached from one another.
If a local band is interested in getting a hold of you, what would they do?
So the best thing to do is to email me directly at almaconcerts@gmail.com. We love to see live clips of performances. So a link to a YouTube video or a website with videos is ideal. And we share that with our programming committee. I have a subcommittee of board members who helps me to decide who to bring in and what our programming will look like for a given year.
A video, it's kind of like a digital resume, I guess.
Absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense. Where do y'all see Alma, say, 2, 5, or 10 years from now?
Yeah, so one of the things that's really exciting about celebrating our 20th year anniversary as an organization right now is that we know Statistically, in rural communities, that most nonprofits fail, like upwards of 80% of nonprofits fail within the first 10 years. So it's really exciting for us to be turning the clock on that two-decade mark. It makes us feel like we've really done our due diligence to address community needs and to stay true to our mission. And so we hope to continue that and be around for many more decades, particularly offering our cornerstone program of the free concert series in the park and continuing to collaborate around the San Luis Valley and build more partnerships to bring more live music to even more people. We also want to increase accessibility as much as possible. So the idea of having the free concert entrance to all of our members this year is really exciting to us because it's not just a way to celebrate and appreciate our members over the years. It's also a way to make sure that folks have access to really high quality performances. And we want to continue to increase that accessibility to people who might otherwise never go see a really cool live concert. We want to continue to bring that opportunity to folks. And so that's always going to be one of our biggest priorities. We want to see our touch on the community expand, and we are always looking at new and innovative ways to do that. So this year when we brought in the Battle of the Bands, we had no idea how that would be received. What we learned was that virtually everyone who attended that concert had not really known much about ALMA and had not been a member yet. And so anytime we can successfully reach out to a new population, that's something that is really attractive to us, is just continuing to spread the access to affordable live music shows and to make sure that the musicians are receiving compensation for their performances. So we just want to continue to blossom in those ways.
You mentioned that previously too, compensation for the artist. What kind of a problem has that been?
I think you ask any active musician. The problem is that you put so much time and effort into your craft, and I think a lot of venues feel that they're compensating the artists for however long they're playing, not for the loading up and not for all the rehearsals, you know. And live music is a art form that takes many, many more hours than the actual performance does, and I think it's respectable for ALMA to take that into consideration when we pay a band, you know. We pay on par with the best of them, I'd say. Bands are thrilled, usually, to hear what they're going to get compensated. And with the community partnerships, like the hotels, we have Windsor Hotel and Comfort Inn and Suites. Their in-kind donation of hotel rooms is huge for bands, because that's something that isn't usually taken care of, too. And if you were to ask a band to drive in from Denver, play a show here, and then either get a hotel room or drive back, well, they wouldn't make any money by the end of the weekend. So,
because it's a four-hour trip just one way, right, just to get down here.
Exactly. So, you know, you got to get the hotel on your own. You're not making any money.
Yeah, one of ALMA's priorities is fair wages for our musicians. And that's really important to us, especially in these smaller towns where a musician may have some really extreme talent and be a great performer. But if there isn't a venue who's going to pay them for their talent, rather they're maybe playing for their friend's wedding, and that's kind of a favor to the friend. Or, you know, they're out jamming live because they have this passion inside them to perform, but there's not a lot of venues where they can receive compensation for their performance. And so they're playing open mics and they're getting a lot of applause. They're not getting a lot of income. ALMA really aspires to make sure that our payment of musicians is competitive with any other vendor out there who would be hiring a musician, and to treat them very fairly and acknowledge their work and what they put into it. Because for a lot of locals in small towns, the only way that they make money off of their music often is by releasing a CD. And even then, they're giving out free copies to their friends and their family. And in a small town, everyone's kind of your friend and family. So that can be really challenging for musicians in smaller towns, and we acknowledge that.
This is part of what you all do, and I think it's important to know that you're striving for fair compensation for these people. That's an important aspect of ALMA. Final thoughts. Anything else that you'd like to mention? Anything I should have asked but didn't?
I'd like to mention that after Sundays at 6 is over, we actually have some things lined up for folks in the fall. We are really excited to be collaborating with the Great Sand Dunes in September on the 15th. We're going to be bringing a Santana tribute band called Soul Sacrifice to the Sand Dunes, and opening up for them will be Mariachi San Luis. And there'll be more details about that on our website and on Facebook as the time draws nearer. And then also in September on the 28th, we're bringing in a duo called the Boat Sisters from Kansas, who have performed for us a couple of times at Sundays at 6, and they do folk and harmonies. They're a wonderful sister duo, and they'll be performing at Society Hall for us on September 28th. Alma is also known for its annual holiday sing-along that we produce in December. And we invite Don Richmond to sing Christmas and other holiday favorites and traditionals with family. And we usually hold it at Milagros, and we'll be having one in December again, the end of this year. So please keep your eyes open for details about that later in the year.
Really, you've got stuff going on all year long. This is not just a summer focus thing. I mean, the Sundays at 6, a summer concert series, is an important keystone of what you do. But you're active year-round here.
Absolutely. We have things going on all the time. So in addition to our 8 or 9 concerts in the summer, we have about a handful or more of concerts that we do throughout the year. Every February, we have a membership-raising concert. This year, we were at Society Hall, and Maggie Raines and Crooked Keys performed for us. It was a fantastic concert. So we'll do that, something again like it, in February of 2020. We'll be doing jam sessions again in the fall. We're taking a hiatus for the summer so we can concentrate on the Sundays at 6 concert series. But we'll start up the jam sessions at Square Peg Brew Works in the fall of this year as well.
Those jam sessions are something we really want to encourage the community to come out and participate in. Don't be timid about coming up and playing with us. We always have a rhythm section available. Some nights it's just the rhythm section and we play jazz standards or funk standards. The point of that is to give experienced musicians an outlet to come play with a group, because that's the thing that's lacking a lot of times is the full band. But we provide that, and that's the whole point, to get people out and play. So don't be scared to come up and play. Bring in an instrument and hop up there.
So you kind of get the backup.
You get the backup, yeah. The band is comprised of a lot of Alma members or board members. Alma's made up of music lovers and music performers, and there's 2 music educators on the board. It's a very safe environment. Everyone just loves music, and we encourage you to come out and have some fun with us.
We're looking forward to coming over and listening to some of the Sunday at 6 summer concerts. You've got a great lineup coming up this year. And of course, if people want to get involved, you're online. You can be found on Facebook. Certainly urge people to take a look at what Alma's doing and seriously consider supporting them in one way or another. Clay, Nancy, Amy, thank you all for coming by the studios, and we certainly hope you have a great year.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for having us.
Music is the great uniter, an incredible force, something that people who differ on everything and anything else can have in common. Sarah Dessen.
The Alamosa Live Music Association is a dynamic, nonprofit community arts organization enriching the lives of artists, audiences, and the community, and fostering economic development and tourism by providing opportunities for cultural expression through music.
Founded shortly before the turn of the century, ALMA is a grassroots, nonprofit community service organization comprised of music lovers committed to creating easy access for the local region to quality, diverse, and visceral live music performances.
ALMA understands the time and commitment it takes to perfect their craft and perform in live venues. As such, they are committed to compensating musicians fairly for their time, not just for when they're performing.
The Sundays at 6 free concert series in Cole Park starts June 23rd and runs through August 25th. Musical genres are planned to appeal to the widest possible audiences and include soul, R&B, honky-tonk, Americana, jazz and big band, Spanish, and more. For a complete lineup, visit their website, almaonline.org.
ALMA exists with their members' support and contributions from wonderful sponsors. They also receive countless donated hours of support by volunteers. To find out more about ALMA and how you can become involved, check out their website, almaonline.org. That's almaonline.org. Or call 719-937-1255. That's 719-937-1255. Or you can email them at almaconcerts alamaconcern@gmail.com. That's alamaconcerts@gmail.com.
The Alamosa Live Music Association, building community through quality live music.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. And you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.